My name is Jerry, and this is the Wild Eye Podcast. Getting to know Monique and Donovan. Hi, everybody. My name is Jerry, and I am from Wild Eye. In this episode, Johan sits down with our two newest team members, Monique and Donovan, to hear about their journey joining our safari business. Now, Monique discusses a little bit of her transition from lodge work to our travel consultation team, and then Donovan shares his experience stepping into the sales team and the guiding team here at Wild Eye and discovering the behind-the-scenes magic of safari planning and how everything falls together. They both share some ideas and their feelings on the learning curve since joining Wild Eye about a month ago, some of the upcoming adventures, and how the team's collaborative approach creates unforgettable African safari experiences. I do hope you enjoy this one.
Hello, everybody. My name's Johan, and I'm here with two of the newest members of the Wild Eye team, Monique and Donovan. How's it going, guys?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Brilliant. Very, very well. Donovan, we've had a few chats, a couple of episodes. So we're going to have a chat to Monique. And Monique, your role is now as part of the travel consultation team. Used to be known as the V6, now the V6 Turbo or V7, whichever way you want to describe it. Give us a bit of background. Where did you previously work before Wild Eye in the industry?
Yeah, so I previously worked at a 5-star game reserve, Vagfontein Game Reserve, at a lodge, Nungubane Game Lodge. Okay. Basically, I was the admin assistant and front of house lodge anchor. So working with the guests, checking them in, hosting, finance, anything from start to finish. Basically an all-rounder, if you can say it like that. Yeah.
Nice. Donovan, we actually spoke about it a few episodes ago, but you know, that transition from a guide working in a lodge to now sort of coming into kind of the city life, but also I think having the best of both worlds, you know, having a semi-normal life, because when you're working in the bush, you don't have a weekend off, you know, you don't have those kind of things, but still being able to go to the bush on an occasional basis. So Monique, what's been why the change? Why leave the bush to now come to the bright lights and work in the city?
So basically, originally I was just checking for another company with more opportunity growth, if it's lodge or at the head office like I am now. And this opportunity jumped in front of me, read through it, and I thought, okay, this is going to need, it's going to be a challenge because I did not have the proper knowledge and skills for it. And after this past couple of weeks, I've learned, adapt, increased my knowledge. And now I think the reason why I did this was more also like stable hours.
Yeah.
But it's a big adaption from bush life, the quiet, to the city life, the traffic.
Absolutely.
If I can say it like that.
Like it's got its ups and like plus sides and downsides. Yes. You know, it's I think it's hard to get the best of both worlds. But Donovan, I remember, look, when I joined Wada, I think the team consisted of four people, and now it's sort of grown and it's been quite amazing the structures that are in place. But it's quite an intimidating thing to get into, you know, like you hear about these new destinations, and talk us through the first, because what's it been for both of you, about a month?
That's correct.
Donovan, let's talk about it from your side, from the guiding thing, and then Monique will come to you because you're obviously more involved with the technical side of things. But Donovan, for you coming in.
Yeah, especially, I mean, when you go on safari, you don't really realize the back work that's been done, you know, Monique's role and then my role as a sales slash guide. But so I think that's what's been the interesting thing, is seeing how much effort is being put into this. I mean, I sit next to Luke, who's our content manager, our marketing manager, and just to see the amount of work that he does behind the scenes on the, for example, the website and all of those kind of things, just to sort of get people's attention is really impressive. And there's a whole organization behind it. And I don't think when you when you are as a guest coming from the States, I mean, yes, you travel, you have this seamless itinerary planned for you, thanks to people like Monique. But you've got all of this planned for you. And then when you arrive here, everything just goes well. And you don't really think about all the pre-work that's done before that. And for me, settling in my role now, seeing all the computer-based things, like you said, it's a nice hybrid position where you still work behind your desk. And at the same time, you get to experience the bush every now and again. So I'm excited for the bush part of it now.
Yeah.
But it's so good to actually find my feet in terms of, how do we contact guests? What is our approach in terms of all the different offerings we give guests and why different destinations and what destinations we do? So it's been a massive learning curve, but something that's been going, it's been going well. And it just gets me more and more excited. And then hopefully we can excite guests that way.
Yeah. How challenging has it been for you? Because in your previous job, you planned the itinerary from start to finish for your guests. Now all of a sudden you get people that say, hey, I want to go there, and you've now got to hand over that. I mean, we communicate with each other quite a bit, but how difficult is it to hand it over? Because I tell you what, like, I remember when I started, we had to do Tanya came in sort of I think a year or two after I started, but we at the beginning, if you had guests that want to do a private itinerary, we had to do it, and I think they quickly saw that we messed up the costing sheet so many times that they handed over to the ladies. But how difficult has that been compared to what you used to?
Yeah, it's been tricky because initially when I wanted to be a guide. You know, that's what I wanted to do. And I did that. I was a lodge-based guide for a few years. And then, yes, you're right. I went from the bush life straight to just the city life, working in a head office, planning itineraries, selling safaris, doing all of that, which I also enjoyed because you still interacted with those guests. But it was almost, I don't want to call it a one-man show, but I had to deal with deposits. I had to deal with things that was not my strength. You know, I've never been good with admin, but now suddenly I had to have all of this admin going for me, and I had to plan, literally check a flight time, work together, like literally, can you get a guest on a connecting flight? As that stuff is that's not what I signed up for initially. You know what I mean? Like, it's stuff that I didn't know at all. Which it was a good learning curve for me. But stepping back into the wild eye frame, I remember my very first sale. I wanted to do everything. I was like trying to gather information from our finance team and then gather from the V6, V7 logistically. But then eventually Laura pulled me aside and she was like, Don, you know that we've got a finance department for a reason. They can also speak to the guest. We've got our logistics ladies who could also speak to the guest. You can literally just explain to the guest why she's going or he's going on safari and what to expect on safari. And then I realized, listen, this is quite nice. It's teamwork. It's all collaboration within this company. And I think that's something that I didn't realize I didn't have. And now that I've got it, I realize what an absolute gem it is to have.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest. And I mean, to answer your question, it was difficult because I was so used to then doing it all myself.
Yeah.
And now handing it over is a challenge, but actually, now I can sit back and enjoy it a bit more.
Correct. You'll find that the real beauty of it is when you start traveling. Because that's the hardest thing. And if you are traveling and you're in a place where, you're with guests, and now you've got, other guests that's joining you in 2 weeks' time, contacting you about what time is my flight or where must I go? And you can just hand that over and it's not really your issue. You know, the ladies have got it covered.
Yeah.
We always made a joke, before COVID happened, the guides, we were the face of the company and the heroes of the company. When COVID happened and we couldn't travel anymore, all of a sudden the logistics ladies, with all the postponements, they became the champions and still very much are. You know, we won't be able to do what we do without them. Monique, so for you, I mean, it's quite a storm to walk into with the ladies. I mean, there's like a million things happening at once.
Yeah.
Talk us through your first week and then, looking from the first week up to your first month now, how it's evolved.
Okay, so definitely first week was information overload. Like, I really thought my brain was going to explode. But because I was previously lodge-based, coming now to the more back-end head office side of things, there's so much I had to learn, and I'm not going to lie, my confidence grew day by day as Tanya, Emma, all these ladies assisted me wherever needed. So obviously there's still a few kinks that I need to work out and learn more knowledge regarding properties and specific flights to which airport and why they need to be used. So there's a lot of things I'm still working on, but the confidence is growing.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
So talk us through, just for people listening, what does your job entail? What does a day-to-day kind of look like?
So basically, once I have a guest, it's from a guide who made a book, through a guide making the booking or through the website, I would contact them, we would speak, either me or the guy, find out what they want for this trip, the proper trip they would need. We would then sit down, work out a lookbook or itinerary, work out the cost for them, obviously keeping in mind what their budget is. And from there on, working closely with the guest and the guide, ensuring all the finer details are smoothed out. Once everything is on the itinerary, how the guest would like it, I would speak with the suppliers saying, listen, please hold the space. We are just waiting for the guest, obviously the payment. Yeah. Once that's complete, I'll finish out the more finer admin details like the guest portal where they can fill in their information, check their flights, any questions they need, they can just ask either the guide or the person they're in contact with at the logistics team. So we basically keep them up to date with our plans for making sure everything runs smoothly. And then once it's time for their trip, we'll do check-ins before, during, and after to ensure it went smoothly and getting the proper feedback as well.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I think if you play your cards right and you speak to Judy and the ladies, maybe you can go on a few trips and do a few site inspections and have a look.
Slide it up there. Slide it.
We actually had Randy. It was quite cool. I think Randy went to Kenya. I think it was in February or March. She went. And obviously for her being her first time. And that's what we're able to do as well. Because I think once you get an understanding for those different countries, even it's just the airport, you know, getting around there, it makes it a lot easier, obviously, when you're speaking to people, you know, once you've been to a certain place. Talking about new places, Donovan, you haven't been to Kenya before, have you?
No, I haven't yet.
You're leaving in, a month?
Just over a month. Yeah, I'm leaving on the 7th of July.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Super exciting. What's nice about this trip is I'm not just going to one part of Kenya. I'm actually going to see a bit of the country. I'm going to Samburu, and then from Samburu to Tsavo West, and then from Tsavo West, I'm going to the Masai Mara.
Nice.
So quite exciting. Some very different destinations within Kenya.
You're not doing Amboseli this time?
No, not this trip.
No, we'll have to get that for you. No. On one of those trips. So that's a special place. The Mara, I look forward to hearing your opinion about the Mara, because there's also, I think, you know, initially when the camp started, it was all about the wildlife, you know, and the wildlife in the Mara is incredible. It's unlike anything we used to in Southern Africa from a pure numbers point of view. But then sort of over time, this magical thing in camp started happening, you know, the staff started becoming almost the heroes once again of the entire experience. And I think the beautiful thing is that none of them have got any, you know, formal training. You know, they weren't taught how to put a plate down or how to pour a drink, but they've just got a genuine love. Like, I've never experienced, and not being biased at all, it's just a genuine love and care. And you'll see it in the camp where we have a joke that Mary, who she's like the mother of the camp, before your laundry has hit the ground, Mary's got it out. If you arrive with a dirty bag, like your duffel bag, she'll wash your duffel bag, your shoes, everything. They are absolutely amazing, incredible people. I'd actually love for them to come to the office and for everyone to really get to meet them, because they're such amazing people.
Yeah, you know, I've heard from so many people, sorry to interrupt you now, Jan, but from exactly this that you're saying, like people come and they think they're going for the Mara, but actually then they leave with the people in their hearts. And I think that's what I'm excited. I mean, names like Dixon, I've heard all about him, but I'm so excited to meet him. And what I understand is the true authentic experience. It's true Maasai people, you know, like when the camp is closed, they live their normal daily Maasai lives.
100%.
And I think that's what's so incredible about it. It's not just people that have been hospitality trained, like you said. It's actual Maasai people that just has a passion for this. So I'm excited to get to meet them.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, we've had people that have come with different issues in life, you know, whether it be they've lost someone close to them or gone through divorce or something. And there's just something magical that happens around the fire. You just see them around the fire, and Dixon is like such a wise man. You'll have a chat to them, and people come and they'll have this twinkle in their eyes, and they'll just say, I had the most incredible experience. I don't know what's just happened, but everything makes sense.
And that's amazing.
Their life is very basic, and it's one of like respect. If you respect each other, then yeah, everything will be fine. Question for both of you. So outside of your time in the office here, what's your hobby? What hobbies have you got? Sport or art or culture?
Well, mine is basically reading books.
Okay.
And cycling.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're...
cycling like on road or mountain bike?
No, on road. I'm not that.
I was scared of those taxis driving around.
Yeah. And then I would go support my boyfriend. He's a skydiver as well. So
skydiver.
Wow. Yeah, so that's pretty exciting to see. Like, we usually go every...
See your boyfriend fall from the sky.
He's got a parachute, though. So that's...
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Have you gone? Have you...
Yes, yeah. This January.
Okay.
And it was amazing. Amazing. I would recommend it for anyone.
I saw Mike last year went and he did his skydive in Namibia.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how insane was that be? To literally see the dunes while you're falling.
The views.
No, I don't know, that's for me. Eh? Is it favorite book? So you like reading? Favorite book that you've been reading?
At the moment, I'm jumping between multiple books, but it's usually true crime or...
Okay.
Any like fictional books.
Okay. Nice.
Imagination.
Yeah.
Awesome. Don, for you, outside of work and traveling?
I absolutely love sports. So
yeah.
When I'm not playing any sports, I'll be watching some sport, especially rugby and cricket, and starting to get into football more and more as well now.
Yeah.
And then exercise myself. So I enjoy going for a run or going to the gym. But other than that, it's funny. I'm sure Johan, you're the same, but even in my off time, I'll look to travel to a new place. Like even when I'm off, I'll try and go to a reserve that I haven't been to within South Africa or wherever.
Yeah.
So traveling is always a big part of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's me.
Nice, man. And going forward now, what are you both looking forward to? I think it's quite an interesting phase now, because I think, although it's quite chaotic now, getting to know everything, we're going through a different kind of chaos now with safari season coming up. And it's weird, like some of the people that you see now, you only see again like October, November, some of them. So what are you most looking forward to in the coming months with safari season now kicking off?
I'll definitely say unlocking the knowledge. It sounds so simple, but it's one of those big wins where I, through safari season, with this busyness, I need to... basically been thrown in the deep end with destination wise.
Yeah.
So I'll have to remember this, like, okay, Kenya, Nairobi, this place, like specific places. So definitely unlocking the knowledge and creating the perfect itineraries for the guest. Yeah.
Nice. And I think the nice thing is you've got the team here to help you. And I think that's another thing that, you know, I've enjoyed is you get people that... aside from the sort of travel and, you know, destination point of view, you've got someone like Jono and Andrew from a business management point of view, and kind of Laura and Wanda now from a finance point of view, just sort of understanding the finance, how it works. And so everyone, like the marketing side of it and social media with Jerry and things, I find it fascinating that you're not just dealing with the travel and the bush elements, but you can really take some life lessons
out
of it as well.
Yeah.
Don't know, for you?
Yeah, safari season to start. Yeah, that's what I'm most excited about. You know, it's what it's all about. It's for us as guides, it's what we live for, you know. So I'm very excited just to hop on that plane and then start traveling, but also preparing myself for it. You know, there's a lot of sort of local knowledge that I want to sort of first gain and read up more about Kenya and the Maasai Mara for myself, and then obviously to portray that to guests as well. But so for me, it's just that this forest season should start now.
Yeah.
I know it's crazy when it does. So probably in 3 months' time, I'm going to say, oh, when is it stopping?
No, that's what I think. No,
it's a good crazy. And it's nice when you get to the end of the year function and we reflect on all the amazing experiences. It is good fun. Monique, if someone wants to plan their dream safari, where can they get hold of you?
Well, basically on the website, mm-hmm. they can just check as well.
Yeah. And your email?
Okay, on the website, the contact details are there. So basically number, email as well. So you can just pop me an email, work everything through with you.
100%.
Via the website.
Brilliant. And Donovan, where people can, they can get hold of you on social media as well?
Yeah, so they can get hold of me on Instagram, Donovan Cross with four S's at the end of the cross. And then my email is donovan@wildeye.com. So they can get hold of me there.
Awesome. Thank you very much, guys. I'm excited to have you part of the team and look forward to the journey ahead.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah, we appreciate it. Very excited.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode. My name's Johan.
My name is Monique.
And I'm Donovan.
Catch you next time. Cheers.
There it is. Johan, Monique, and Donovan. Thank you so much, guys. Awesome stuff. If you have any questions for them, please get in touch. Easy. Emails. Jerry@wildeye.com. Johan@wildeye.com. Monique@wildeye.com. And Donovan@wildeye.com. And remember, it's WildEye, two words, WILD-EYE.com. Or then just go and look for them on social media. As always, thanks for listening, guys. Thank you for lending us your ears. We'll chat to you in the next episode. My name is Jerry. I'm from WildEye. Bye for now.